דווקא היום.
יש מצווה דאם קמנדי טודיי, לא נפלייסים אין קוי, לא נפלייסים אין קוי. Not so far away, לא רחוקים, לא בשמיים היא. לא מייבל הים היא. כי זכור ואילך הדור המיוב בשיחו ובבב שלעתו שונת די אנדי די עליה. That's all עליה שישה. Which mitzvah is it? Very unclear which mitzvah is it. So the Rambam writes in the Hasdomah to the Yarech HaZocher, the Rambam assumes that the mitzvah is referring to mitzvah Tamatay, and he writes the Sicha Vav Chala Seifer refers to Teresh Bechzad and Teresh Bechzad. The Sicha means Teresh Bechzad, the difference with your lips. If the Vav Chala refers to Teresh Bechzad, that depends on Havana Salaim. The person, let's say, learns Gemara and he doesn't understand, so then there's no, the Balatanya says there's no Kima Mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch Rabin, Yerodeya, he'll just come to it right. Then in Parashat Baal Peh, the Ikur is Bogotho, the Havana. The person doesn't understand, he has no Kima Mitzvah. The Magen Avraham says that whoever doesn't understand is Gal Mekoyma, he shouldn't say. He's Gal Mekoyma in Parashat Baal Peh. There's no Yichus in saying Mishnayos or Gemara if you don't understand it. But in Parashat Baal Peh, there's Mikra. There's Mikra, there's Mishnah, and there's Talmud, Gemara. Mikra is Mikra, even if you understand the Zavar, it's better. Zavar is even if you don't understand the Bisicha. If you pronounce Dibur Lekim Chaim, that is the text that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, that was the Nusach that was given to the Nevi'im. And for the Bali Ruach HaKodesh, if you pronounce the Mikra, even without understanding, even if there's no Bilvavcha, there's still Bisicha. So the Rambam seems to learn, Kal Mitzvah Shalmech Mitzvah Shayyam, and return to Kal Mitzvah. But you shouldn't think that Liman HaTorah is such a far-fetched thing, like Hashemayim, he will only be Yom, he, that's how the Gemara says. That loy b'shamayim hi, loy b'shamayim hi. The Gemara says that when they had the machlekes of Leizer and the Chachamim, that all the different dinim, and Leizer said that the Rebbe should prove that I'm right, and the Sofer Chometer should prove that I'm right, and the Rashamayim should prove that I'm right, and the Basco came out, everybody was proving that he was right. So Rebbe Shua said, loy b'shamayim hi. That was his posse, loy b'shamayim. That was the refers to Torah. And the Gemara also says, loy b'shamayim hi, that it refers to Gasi HaRuach. The Torah's meme, of course. That if a person is a Balgaiva, he holds it, he's way up, he's so gewaldig, that he won't be Matzliach in learning. Blame the Eva Layom, the people who are running around the world, traveling around doing business, won't be Matzliach in learning. You have to sit and learn Bahasmada, not 5 minutes here and 5 minutes there, and travel around the whole time. Learning only comes with Yigiyah. So that's how the Rambam quotes the Gemara. The Gemara interprets this section, this Saliyah of Shishi, this Parshas in the middle of Parshas in Shabbat, is referring to the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Ramban HaChumash seems to learn that this, that's how Rashi learned HaChumash also. Rashi quotes the Gemara. Kitor ve'alech adon, eskichol v'achol asol, so it's a Rishi b'sav and Torah Shabbat Torah. But Rashi says also like the Rambam. Rashi did not quote the Gemara. Ramban HaChumash seems to hold that that's the Psalti Drush that the Gemara says. He thinks that Pshuta Shalmik is referring to the Mitzvah of Tshuva. Because right before that, right before in Parshat Nisavim, the HaChumash speaks of the Tshuva movement. He speaks about the Krisis Bris. Beginning of Nisavim refers to the Krisis Bris in Kisavar. This Krisis Bris was different from the Krisis Bris at Hasina. It says in the end of Kisavar, Eber Divra Bris, in addition to the priestly bris, this is in addition to the bris that was made at Har Sinai. What do you need a second bris for? It was a bris, Rashi says. The bris was the bracha to klolos. Har Sinai was the first priestly bris in the Chukaita, and this is the second priestly bris. What do you need a second priestly bris? So in Parshas Nisavim, Moshe Rabbeinu explains what the need is for a second priestly bris. He says in Pasuk Yud Gimel, in Sheni, in the second Aliyah, not only did the people who are alive today, ki means rak, but rather, the Rashi quotes to me tomorrow, that the second Krisis Bris was Moshef on the first Krisis Bris. The first Krisis Bris at Har Sinai, that in the Chukaisav is only with the Yechidim, it wasn't with the Klali Yisrael of the nation. Apparently there was no full secret Tzibur of the nation. There was a secret Tzibur that has seen him since Vayichan Shem Yisrael Negev Ha'ar, Yishech, Ha'Belev, Ha'Belosh, and Yochid, but it wasn't a full secret Tzibur till he entered Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu, when he made the second Krisis Bris, said that this, I'm making this like you make a Kiddushin, a Maisa now, and a Halef later, like he spoke about the Gan of Sobach HaMacha. It's a Maisa Mechir now, it's going to be Chal Lach HaShlosh and Yorim, Prat Lash HaMacha, Prat Lash Yikna, Lach HaShlosh and Yorim. So the Gemara has such a concept. Kinyin Lach HaLam HaYom. So Moshe Rabbeinu made a kriyas bris lacha lama yam. The Rebbeinu Shlom, that's our Rav Soloveitchik saying. The Rebbeinu Shlom wanted Moshe Rabbeinu has to make a kriyas bris, but the kriyas bris had to be made in Eretz Yisrael. The bris on for Klal Yisrael as a nation, including the Doris Habayim. The Doris Habayim was only included in the bris at the mechuyus of Rebbe Mitzvahs. That bris that was made with Klal Yisrael. The bris that was made with the Yechidim, so we weren't there at Har Sinai. So how was it binding on us? So the answer is Lo Yitzchem Levatzim and Ochik Kerus Tavish Alzor Sesol Alzor. The second bris and Tisavoy is not with the Yechidim. This is with the Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael includes also the Doris Asidim Lavoy, the Doris Habayim. But the Tzirus of Klal Yisrael, the Yigit Tzirus of Klal Yisrael, only begins to show over Yisrael as Hayardim when they crossed over into Eretz Yisrael. They got a national homeland. Then they were Mitzuris together to constitute an Umrah. The full series of Klal Yisrael was only after they crossed over the Yarden. That's why the Gemara says Davnei Neza has a long tshuva about this. Hilchos Riddus. That's where he put the tshuva. Little Hilchos Riddus. There's a tshuva where he explains based on our Almi Prague, but it's based on Gemara. Not some Al Pidrush. He has halachas based on this. It's halacha of Orvus, Klal Yisrael Alevi Zeh Bozeh, only began Mishuavi Yisrael as Hayarden, as the pasuk says right before the end of Shlishi. Right before the Hanis Taras Hashem Alakenu Hamiglot. We are responsible to see to it that people don't do Averis Benigla. So Loma Nakud Al Lono Vaneno Ayin Avad. How come there are 11 Nakudas here? To teach you that Amiglos Lono Vaneno, the Din of Klal Yisrael Arevus Ebezeh, didn't begin until Avi Yisrael Tayyad. Before then there was no Orvus. Why wasn't there yet no Orvus? Still they made their Kriyas Bris that had reason to Harevo. Then Orvus began, why not? So that's what Abin Meizer writes, Altia Marami Prague, and Peter the Nurse. But the tzirut, the full tzirut of Klal Yisrael only began with Shavu Yisrael Tayyad. When they have a national homeland, then the mitzvot yachad, when they're floating around, before they get to Eretz Yisrael, they're floating around in the Midbar, so it's only an incomplete tzirut of Tzibut, an incomplete tzirut.
Wasn't the bris in the Midbar?
So this bris was made by Moshe Rabbeinu and Avos Mayo, but it wasn't really completed until Hagriz Maharebel. The Gemara of this bris was it Hagriz Maharebel? So Rav Soloveitchik explained that he thought like this, that the Rebbeinu Shlom wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to make the bris. But the bris had to be made in Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't allowed to enter Eretz Yisrael. As they say in Yiddish, we kum to kap tibbe levasta. How can Moshe Rabbeinu make the bris in Eretz Yisrael? He's not going to be in Eretz Yisrael, so how do you get the bris yet? So he said, Moshe Rabbeinu should begin the bris, and it's going to be Nikbara. You can't have a bris lach alam again. It's going to be called to Tiyon. You can have lach alam yom, but it's not nikra star. Even if it's taklam lois, it's not kol tekinyan. But a bris lach alam yom is not kol tekinyan. So the Moshe Rabbeinu had to begin the bris, but it wasn't nigmar until over Yisrael as Hayarden. When they crossed over the Yarden, then the bris was completed. So then the pasuk speaks about and the tzovim. The pasuk continues. After this bris is described, this is the kriyas bris that will be binding on the Doros HaSidim Lavoi. And then the Rebbeinu Shlom warns Bnei Yisrael. When you will suffer, because if you will violate Averis and you will suffer in the Golas, then you'll do tshuva. Then Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring it back into Israel, even if you'll be at the end of the world and so on. And then the pasuk says in Ramban, this is a mitzvah tshuva. Talking about the mitzvah of tshuva that we were speaking about before. The other kriyas bris is Nitzavoy. And then Moshe Rabbeinu explains in the beginning of Nitzavoy what the kriyas bris is all about. This is the bris that's binding for the Doros HaSidim Lavoi. So this is the bris with the Ummah HaYisraelis, which is going to be Nigmar, which will culminate when they get into Eretz Yisrael. Then the next pasuk says, and when this Tzeichah will be Mekuyim in the Golos, then the Jews will ultimately do tshuva. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva. The Torah promises to pray Sedra, and he tells them that ultimately the Jewish people will do tshuva, and then when there will be tshuva, then they will return to Eretz Yisrael. Then the pasuk says that you should keep in mind that this mitzvah is not so far fetched, not so difficult. How come the mitzvah of tshuva is not so difficult? A lot of people find it very difficult to do tshuva. It's very easy to do tshuva. It's interesting, in this bed also we have another thing. When the Torah speaks of Shivat Zion, coming back into Eretz Yisrael, so the Torah says, "Imi ani dachecha b'tzeiach shamayim mishami kabetz Hashem lakecha mishami kachecha." There will be a kibbutz goliath. Where will the Rebbeinu Shlom bring us? Not to Afghanistan, not to Uganda, but to Yaffel Horos Hashiyosh Alistecho. Back to Eretz Yisrael. The Tzitzchol Behir B'chol Mi'Alistecho. You will have a better time than your forefathers.
So the Yerushalmi is a Torah Tmim, of course, this Yerushalmi, that the Rash taught. This is the Rav Chaim's Yerushalmi. So Yerushalmi says that this pasuk is referring to the Shiva Tzion in the days of Ezra and Nehemiah, the Diyah Shniyah. Gevaldik, Gevaldik Mamash, it was better than the days of Yishuv Benun. What's the Gevaldik? Like, Gevaldik? It was terrible. The days of Yishuv Benun, they were Nisim Gluyim, they were winning all the wars, and Lamed Aleph Malachim, they just they were killing them all off like you mow down a lawn. And they were hanging them up as the same Tiaka, and they were winning everything. And it was Kibush, Bechilak, and Meiridik, and it was a Mamashis as well. Baisheni was terrible. There was Kotur and the Tuvan, there was a Kun. And every year there was another Kain Gorim. There was a Malchus to the days of the Chashmonaim. Then the Chashmonaim were corrupt, and they were murderers, and they were crazy. They were madmen. So what was the Hitzivcha the Hirvacha and Abasecha? How was the Bia Shnia better than the Bia Rishayna? It wasn't at all. The Pasuk says that they were crying when they built the second place Hamikdash. They became to remember the first place Hamikdash, but crying because they saw that everything was missing. There was no Urim Tumim, and it says that people were crying louder than the people were dancing and cheering. The crying was louder, crying from sadness, not from happiness. The crying from sadness, that was Abed Hamikdash. They were crying out of sadness. My father told me he remembers that years ago they had here Chagat Smicha. He said every couple of years Chagat Smicha. So Dr. Revel was so happy making Chagat Smicha. So he said, remember that Moshe Salvation got up and he said, everybody's happy, everybody's dancing, I'm crying. I remember what the real Rabbanim were like in Europe. But these are Rabbanim. Said over the pasuk that it said when he took the second Beis HaMikdash, the old timers were crying. What, this is a Beis HaMikdash? This is Ga'ayin Be'enech. This is nothing. How does this compare to the first Beis HaMikdash? So the Yushalmi, what kind of a pasuk that he says for the Hirbuchal Yamasev? The Stama is referring to the Diyah Shlishis, that when the Moshe Mashiach, but Yerushalmi says no, it's also referring to the Diyah Shniyah. What was the Diyah Shniyah better than the Hitzinuch of the Hirbuch of Yamasecha? So the Yerushalmi says, Abasechim lai nischaizim mitzvahs, Elalacha yudalat shana. So in days of Yeshua ben Nun, the Chiyuv and Shubas and Marks, the Shmita of the Yerushalmi, the Lama began after the 14 years, and you come back in the days of Ezra Nehemiah, the first one who buys a plot of land, and he lives there, he dwells there, comes to Chiv right away in Shumas HaMashiach. So it's a limited Hatovah. The Tidcho, the Hirvacho, the Abasecha, doesn't mean the overall picture historically is going to be Gevaldik, Gevaldik Mamish. It's not going to be Levedik Fred. I mean, the Tialacha, there was a mixer, the full Hatovah will be Mekuyim HaMashiach HaMashiach. In the Amistam, but the mitzvah of the Haftocha was Mekuyim then with respect to the mitzvah of Tzliyas Boros. Why Taka? That they, even though they were Takas Shibu, the whole Hagoyim, the whole time until the days of the Chashmonaim. So there never was any kibush, Faket, there never was any kibush, there was no Chalukah. Nevertheless, they were Nischaivu, the Trumas and Mises of the Shemitah of the Yovel, that became a Chuyiv right away, and the mitzvah of Tzliyas Boros right away. That's what it means, the Hitivcho, the Hirvacho, the Abisah. What's the pshat in this? Why is that so? That's what the pasuk says. They became a chuyiv right away. The Rambam writes that Shumas and Maisa is mind by Shani was only with the Rabbanim. The Rambam in the end of the Perek Aleph and the Shumas, the rise of his master. The Gemara says Shumas is mind by the Rabbanim. What do you mean Shumas is mind by? So the pasuk pshat is mind by after the year 70, after the Kum by Shani. So the Gemara means to say the Kedusha Shmi Aloi Kedusha Loti Lov. That's what it means from Zanazah. Rama says, no, Bizmanazah means even Bizman Bayesheni. Shumas Bizmanazah means even Bimei Ezra. Bizman Bayesheni was also only with the Rabbanim. It wasn't their right to Bizman Bayesheni. Their right to his master again. Rashi tells us to all disagree with the Rama. Why does the Rama hold that Shumas Bizman Bayesheni was only with the Rabbanim? For the Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi has a whole long essay on the Hetta Mechira, Shnat HaShmita, whether it's a good Hetta Mechira, it's a little Hetta Mechira, Shulim quotes his son, Rav Chaim, Bini, Rav Chaim, the Rosh Hashiva from Zalozhin, quotes the Shkita Terah from Rav Chaim. So he says that Rav Chaim was up Pshat in the Ramah, why was it only the Rabbanah? Because you only Mechuit and Shulim and Maizis made the Reis after Kibush Bechilu. And there never was a Chalukah. His man by Shem, there never was a Chalukah. You have to divide the Shvatim, and then within the Shevet, you have to divide the Mishpachim. By Shem, there never was a Chalukah. Says the famous in the Tanakh. There's Mambayish Rishon, they spent 7 years to do a Chalukah. Mambayish Rishon never made any Chalukah. When the Chalukah occurred, it says in the end of the Novi Yechezkel, Moshe Mashiach, there will be a Chalukah, they'll divide Eretz Yisrael into 13 sections. Every Shevet will take one section, and the government will take one section. The government will count as a Shevet. Binyanei Ha'uma. They'll take one section off. But with Mambayish Rishon, it doesn't say there was no Chalukah. Historically, so the Melu is no Chiv. Then is it a shverep shat to say like that? Because Rav Chaim himself quotes the Yerushalmi, the Hitzidcho, the Hirbucho, the Avistecho, Avistecho, when it's chai vod lach ha-shev, she-kib, she-shev, she-chilku, that Bizman, in the days of Yishu, the Nun, they needed kibish v'chilu. But for the Kedusha Shnei, they didn't need Kibush for Chiluk. If you didn't need Chiluk, so Yechayv and Shumas Maif is Meyad, that's what the Yerushalmi says.
They didn't need to
No, the Rambam is not against Bakir. Rav Chaim says the Rambam is basing his statement, and another Rambam is basing his statement on this Yerushalmi. If the Rambam writes, the Rambam passes Malacha, Rav Rishon passes Malacha, the Kedusha Rishonah, the Kedusha Sotah that was created by Yeshua Ben Nun was Batla, with the Churban HaBayit and the Churban HaMedina. And Sanhedrin destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. They took over the government away from the Jews and they conquered the whole of Eretz Yisrael. So the Kedusha Eretz Yisrael was in his Batla for 70 years. And then when Ezra came back and he was in Kaddish Eretz Yisrael the second time, so the Kedusha Shniyah, Rav HaRishon Tatsu, the Kedusha Shniyah, with Kitchel HaShaita, the Kitchel HaTilavar. The Kedusha Shniyah remains the Yoyvan voice. So the Rambam wants to explain why is that so. What's the rationale behind that? So the Rambam writes in Teretz Rabban, Hilchos Beis HaBchira, what's the svaras of the... Because the Kedusha Rishonah was called a kibush. So when the kibush was undone, so the Mekadosh was undone. So the Kedusha disappeared. Asheni came, the Kedusha Shniyah was not called a kibush. Fakir, there was no kibush. They were tachas memshelos hanochrin. The whole period of Asheni till the end, till the days of the Chashmonaim. Up until then, they were tachas malchus hagoyim. And nevertheless, there was a Kedusha thought. So how did the Kedusha fall? So the Rambam writes, Ayde Chazoke. Ayde Chazoke, Rambam writes, therefore the Chazoke is not the Taylor. What's the Pshat, what's Chazoke, why is Chazoke not the Taylor? So Chaim said, what is the Rambam saying? He's basing it on this comment that Yerushalmi makes on this pasuk, that when you come back to Eretz Yisrael, Beitivcho v'hirbuchol mi'alisecho, you will have an easier time of Pidin. The Pshuta Shalmikr means that everything is going to be glorious and wonderful and marvelous in a golden era, the golden era of Jewish history. That didn't occur yet. That's going to be by the Bia Shlishis, we hope. If it would have been Zerch, it would have been by the Bia Shlishis. If it weren't Zerch, it's going to be, we hope, by the Bia Shlishis. That's all. It refers to Yemos HaMashiach. But a mixas of the Nevuah was Mekuyim, the Yerushalmi says, V'hitidchol v'hir v'chol yam v'techo, just technically speaking, regarding mixas of Luyiv Boris. That was, that Kedusha Rishonah was only Chalai de Kibush v'chiluk. They had to work for it. So it took 14 years till they finished the Maisa Mekadesh. But the Kedusha Shniyah was not Aydei Kibush Mechilat. They did not hear B'chol Me'av Yisrecha. Rishon Rishon Koino Meshayev. When somebody buys a plot of land and he moves in, it already becomes Mechilat and Shumas Ma'at. Even though there's no Kibush on the whole Medina. And even though there's no Chilat. So that's what Chaim said. That's the Rambam that makes the distinction between Kedusha Rishonah was Aydei Kibush and Kedusha Shniyah was Aydei Chazokeh. Is basing his statement on this Yerushalmi that says, He did not hear B'chol Me'av Yisrecha. What does it mean? That to create the original Kedusha, you have to have blood, sweat, and tears. You have to work very hard, you have to make Kibush Bechiluk. Bechiluk, the Chalukah Torah is the Gemara of the Kibush. Not only have we conquered it from the Goyim, we divide it up amongst ourselves to show that it's completely Nizbash. The Kedusha Shnei was not Aydei Kibush. There was no Kibush, they didn't need Kibush. Whenever you had an area in Eretz Yisrael that had Kedusha Rishonah, and the Kedusha Rishonah wasn't his Batla, if you want to reinstate that Kedusha Rishonah, you want to return back to the original Kedusha, all you have to do is move on, let Jews move on to that area, with the day having in mind to be Mekadosh. The Gemara says if they move in, they have the day not to be Mekadosh, so then they're not Mekadosh. But if they come back and they want to be Mekadosh, it'll be Kadosh Me'elo. So since that's a different kind of a Kedusha, it's not a Kedusha Yidei Kibush. If the Kedusha comes by Yidei Kibush, like Kedusha Rishonah, so then the Rambam passing the Kedusha Rishonah, like Kitchelas Elover. Once the Kibush is undone, so the Mekadosh is undone, so the Kedusha disappears. But the Kedusha Shniyah, since the Torah says, V'hitidcho v'hibrcho v'nabasecho, the Mekadosh was not Kibush, the Mekadosh is just Chazok. Chazok means you just move in. And the Torah promises that it will have Kedusha. So since it's not, the Kedusha was not following the Kibush, so that's why we pass, that it's not undone. It cannot be undone. Therefore, it's Kitchelas Elover. Must be some different time. You heard the time that the Beis Halevi quotes for Shem Rav Chaim is a difficult time. That the Rambam holds that Shemus and Isis is the Rambam himself gives a different time. It doesn't say like Rav Chaim. But the Beis Halevi quotes for Shem Rav Chaim is Kineged the Rambam. The Rambam says based on the Pasuk, the Yad Kulcha. Rambam gives a different mokka. Rav Chaim said, as Nazi Pshat, Kineged the Rambam. It's not the Lachar, it's difficult to say Rav Chaim's Pshat. Number one is Kineged the Rambam, so how can that be Pshat? No. Number two doesn't make sense. How can that be that you need Chalukah Thoros? You don't need. Chalukah Thoros is only when the Mekadosh is Kibush, and you want to make the Gemara Kibush, you make the Chalukah. But if Rav Chaim himself has this, the Rambam of the Yerushalmi, that the Mekadosh would be a Shniyah, so it's not the Kibush, it was Chazaka, so why should you need a Chalukah? You don't need a Chalukah.
Why is the Chalukah
not talking about Kibush and Atras? Nischaivu b'mitzvah satlu yizboros. Nischaivu. The Yerushalmi has a machlokes, whether Mealeim Kibul was a Ma'ez, the Yerushalmi has that machlokes, whether Trumas a Ma'ez, his Mamba Hashemi was the Ma'ez of the Rabbah.
The other,
like a Shikfa Peh, yeah.
Right.
I don't know. Apparently this is included in the Pasuk, that this is going to be a stronger, it will be a stronger Mekadosh. If you fast in the way we do, the Kedusha Shnir, Kitcher, Lossi Lavoi, that means that that too, the Gemara understands Al Pi Aloha, that that's included in this Haftacha, that the Kedusha Shnir will not be Nizbatach.
When Sanai, then Kippur, the only way that someone went out and got, I mean, Sanai, then Mechama.
So
since the
Messiah
came
to Chomosh,
when he went out and
got,
it was only through power and through this, whatever.
But
during the second time, it was
Chazaka to
say that
they can't,
leaving.
No, so he asked, why not when they chased him out? Yeah. So why not say that the Chazaka is Zandar? Chazaka is Zandar. So apparently that's included in the Pasuk. That's the Machlokes Amarayim. That's Machlokes Hatanai. But the Kedusha Shnir is also a bottle or a light bottle. We pass the light bottle. That too is included in this Haftacha. The Pasuk is telling us here that the Kedusha Shnir is easier to make than the Kedusha Rishon. It didn't. The Shaila, is that only in initiating the Kedusha, in creating the Kedusha Shnia? Or do you say that it's even in retaining the Kedusha Shnia? That the Kedusha Shnia doesn't have to be retained after with the retaining of the Chazaka. Even if the Chazaka is undone, the Kedusha Shnia will be retained. So that's how we pass it. That's how Rav Chaim explained the Sugya and Gittin, the first parrot, and many other Masichtos. The Gemara has a machloket where the Chi of Trumas HaMaisis in Surya is Menatera under the Rabbanim. What is the issue? What does it hinge on? The Gemara explains that the issue, the crux of the issue is whether Surya was a kibush yochid. So the Melech was kibush Surya on his own. It wasn't a kibush rab, whatever that means, a problem exactly. Shiloh, Rashi, and Tez, Ram. But that's what the Gemara suggests. Surya was a kibush yochid that Dovin HaMelech did. And there's a machlek gesar tanoim whether kibush yochid shmei kibush or kibush yochid la shmei kibush. For the sake of being the Kaddish Eretz Yisrael, is the kibush yochid good enough or do you need dafka kibush rab? That's the machlek gesar. Chaim gesek tanoim in Akasha. Who cares? This is ancient history. Who cares what the status was in the days of Dovin HaMelech? We're talking this man is there. The tanoim and the Amoraim didn't live in the days of Dovin HaMelech. That was all over a bottle of an earth. That was the came the Buchanetta. Came Sancheirev and they wiped off the whole Kedusha Rishon. So whether it was Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush Lachid, or whatever it used to be, is gone and forgotten. Shaila is Bizman Bai Sheni when the Tanaim lived, and after the Chud when the Amoraim lived. We're talking about people who lived not in school of Dovin HaMelech. So did Jews come to Asturias? Did the Jews not come to Asturias? If Manushach, if they were Mekadosh Asturias, and Bizman Bai Sheni, Dovin HaMelech didn't go Bizman Bai Sheni, make a Kibush Yochid. Bizman Bai Sheni, there was a different Mekadosh of Chazaka and knew. Either they moved into Surya historically, or they didn't move in. So what does the Gemara say? Depends. What was the status of Surya of Bizman Bais Rishon? Bizman Dovin HaMelech. Was it Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush Alav Shmei Kibush? My Nafkamina, whatever it was then is over above the Menorah. Now we want to know, historically, did the Jews ever make a Kedusha Shnia on Surya? So to that, Rav Chaim explained that this is the Pshat. That historically, the Maaseh, the Gemara assumes that they did move into Surya, and they did want to be Mekadosh Surya the second time. But in order to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, you need Kibush V'chiluk. In Man Bai Sheni, there was no Kibush. They didn't own the land. They weren't Balabat Novel until the days of the Hashemun, from Yehuda Maccabi. They weren't Balabat. And then after Yehuda Maccabi came, he never made a Chalukah. There was no Chalukah in Shvatim. There's going to be a Chalukah. It says in Sefer Yechezkel. In Paris, Man Hei Yechezkel. It says, Lord, there's going to be a Chalukah in Shvatim. There was no Kibush V'chiluk with Man Bai Sheni. So it's not sure I have to speak with Man Bai Sheni that Surya should get a new Mekadosh. Yesh Meyayin with Kibush V'chiluk. It wasn't. It just there was no Kibush until the days of the Maccabim, and then there was no Chalukah, so there was no Mekadosh. Elamai, we can work like this. Let's be Mekadosh now with Chazokah to renew the Kiddush that was there before. That's what the Gemara said. That's how time said. That's what the Gemara said. That depends. Was there ever Kedusha Rishon? If there's an area in Eretz Yisrael that once had a Kedusha Rishon, I did Kibush V'chiluk. If it once had a Kibush, a Kedusha Mishteraisa, then the Kedusha disappeared because at the Churban Bayis Rishon, it was Batla Kedusha Torah. Then you can reinstate that old Kedusha, that latent, hidden Kedusha, that's hiding. They tivcha, the hirbucha, miyavisecha, we can reinstate that Kedusha by Chazaka. But if it never had a Kedusha Rishon in the days of Dovin HaMelech, then you can't reinstate it by Chazaka, then you have to make a Kedusha Yesh Meyayin. I did Kibush V'chiluk, and that never was Bizman Bai Sheni anywhere, not only in Surya, not in the whole of Eretz Yisrael, there was no Kibush V'chiluk. There was no Kibush to the days of the Chashmonaim, and then even then, there was no Chiluk. So that's why the Gemara says that the status of Surya, Bizman HaMishnah, Bizman HaTalmud, depends on the status in the days of David HaMelech. If he made David HaMelech, who was Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush, even though at the time of Churban Bayis Rishon, the Kedusha was in Batla, So then the Kedusha Shni could be reinstated. Now, Yidei Chazaka, when they moved into Surya and they wanted to be Mekadosh, it would become this Kadosh. Hashenei came, if Kibush Yochad, the days of the Torah Melech, was Lavshmei Kibush, so never, it was never in this Kadosh, Surya was never in this Kadosh with Kedusha Deraisa, so then it can never be in this Kadosh with Kufas Bayi Sheni, because then there was no Kibush V'chiluk, and Chazaka only works to reinstate the old Kibush. So what's the cloud that Rav Chaim said on this Pasuk, on this Yerushalmi, that he fits for the Hebrew from the Abyssal, but the way he said Pshat in this Kibush Surya, that to create a new Kedusha Yesh Me'ayin, you've got to work very hard, you have to have Kibush V'chiluk. You have to conquer the land. You have to be Mekadosh very hard. You don't have to have blood, sweat, and tears. The Rebbe Shlomo made these in the floors, and they didn't shoot the noon, and they didn't die. Most of the Muhammad, none of the Jews died, just by eye. Some people died because of they were Moel and Mecherim Yericho. Elcham was Moel Bechem Yericho. But otherwise, Taka, they were Nisim Gluim. None of the Jewish soldiers died because they had the Oren Abris fighting the war for them. But it means you have to have a kibush with Nisan, without Nisan, whatever. You have to have a kibush, and then you have to have a chalukah lishvat. But if the kedusha already was there, even if the kedusha disappeared, you want to reinstate the kedusha, you want to restore it. So then the Torah says to restore an old kedusha, that's an easy thing. You just have chazake, and you have kavana l'shenka. The Gemara says, "Habek rachem kav shalei mitzam la kav shalei bavo v'hilichum kedei sheyismuch aleim amim b'shvi'is." The Gemara Yevamos and Chulin and other places. The Gemara says, "Rebbe hita Beit Shan." Parts of the Beit Shan, not the whole Beit Shan, parts of the Beit Shan Valley, Rebbe Paskin, after many years that they thought that it had a Kedusha Shniyah, the Rebbe was Mechadosh that it didn't have a Kedusha Shniyah. It was Mechadosh that when the Oilei bubble came back, even though they lived all over in different places in Eretz Yisrael, but some of the places, Heinichum, some of the places, the maize that had been discovered, they had in mind not to be Mechadosh. It's not enough just to have Chazokah. You have to have Chazokah with L'shem Kach. You have to have Chazokah L'shem being Mechadosh it anew. So that's what the whole union of tshuva is all about also. We assume that a person who wants to do tshuva is not doing something yesh meyayin. Even if the person was brought up as in a non-observant family, even if the person was never so religious, the guy was brought up by religious parents, never that religious. His parents were not that religious. His grandparents were not that religious. We assume that it's still called tshuva. He's returning back to an original state that he had already. Because the Torah tells us in last week's Sedrin, he saw what we have. The Torah says, v'halachta b'drachot. And the Gemara says the end of the first parak in Soita, what does it mean? Halach to the drachah, and the Rambam quotes halach to the drachah, what does it mean? Mahu chanan, apatah chan, mahu racham, apatah racham, mahu gemoch hasar, apatah gemoch hasar. What does it mean that we should imitate the Rebbe Shalom? It's a tough job. We should imitate the Rebbe Shalom. Go imitate. A lot of people imitate big rabbanim. You know, a lot of people imitate big chazanim, you said. People like to imitate Mordechai Ben David, other people like to imitate Baruch Salamation, other people like to imitate Moshe Feinstein. So go, that's a Habitzor. Go, let's all imitate the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's crazy, how can you imitate the Rebbeinu Shalom? So the answer is not we should imitate the Rebbeinu Shalom, let's pick up all the Chitzonim. No, the Rebbeinu Shalom implanted within all of us. Atzel Malakim, he said, Banim Atam Hashem Lakechem. The Goyim also have Atzel Malakim. Chavi Vadim Shalim Yudhikam. But by Bnei Yisrael, he said, Banim Atam Hashem Lakechem. We are children of the Rebbeinu Shalom. He implanted within every Jew. All of these tchunas, all of these midas of Elokus. And when he tells us Malach to the drop, he's not telling us imitate me. We should imitate the Rebbeinu Shlom. Not nochma. That's ridiculous. When you imitate an Adam Gadol, it's ridiculous enough. When you imitate a Chazan, it's also ridiculous. We should imitate the Rebbeinu Shlom. It's not mamish ridiculous. No, not imitate. We should act according to what the midas that we really have, not to do midas that we don't have. We have these midas already. That's how Rav Soloveitchik once explained in a tshuva to Rashi. He said, the halach is that every Jew has namonis. A goy doesn't have namonis. A Jew has namonis. Why does a Jew have namonis? And he's surin, and the should be erva, and the kosher, and the mammon is why. Because every person was created with tzelem elokim. So the Rebbeinu Shlom has a midas emes, so he implanted the midas emes within us. Every Jew has namonis. The goyim are not bonim atam sham lakesh. They have tzelem elokim, that's something else. But they're not bonim. So they weren't created with all the tchunis of the Rebbeinu Shlom. But let's say a Jew becomes a sinner. But then a Rasha is postulated. Why is he postulated? Because when a person is a Rasha, he ruins his damas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's ruining his midas, his divine midas that he has. So in the Mele, he ruins his midas right? So he loses his nemah. That's the Pashup Shah. So it wasn't a Rasha. So that's the Pashup Shah. And the Torah tells us, V'halach to V'drach, the Torah is not telling us that we should create Yesh Me'ayin, we should imitate the Rebbeinu Shalom. We should start from Noch Mach to Rebbeinu Shalom. It's a little ridiculous. It means we should... preserve the midas of Elokus that were implanted within us at the time that we were born. we discussed on different occasions. The Gemara says in Nida that when the Rabbanu Shlom creates the baby, so he gets a malach to teach the baby Kol HaTorah Kula. What's the purpose of teaching the baby Kol HaTorah Kula? That's what Rav Soloveitchik explained, to implant within the baby all of these midas tovus, all the midas of Alakus. So when a person is about to do tshuva, so the Torah says, the way the Ramban has shot, it's very easy to do tshuva. Why? Because we were once there. Everybody was once there. Malach taught us the whole Torah before we were born. So it's not that we're called upon to be mekadesh ourselves anew, yesh meyayin. We're not making a kedusha mishayna. We're making a kedusha shniya. So the Torah says, v'hitzivcho v'hirmucho v'yavisecha, when you just reawaken an old kedusha that was there already once before. And now it was nitashtesh. The kedusha mishayna was rubbed away, was destroyed. So we assume that this kedusha wasn't fully destroyed. The kedusha is latent. So then just to polish up the kedusha to cause it to return, all you have to have is chazoka. You don't have to have a new mekadesh all over again. Just have to have chazoka l'shemka, that's all. So the Torah says, when a person wants to do tshuva, it's very easy. The person, every person was there on that madrega. Every Jewish person had this madrega of the midas of Elokus implanted within him before he was born. That's exactly what it means, that the Malach teaches every child Kol HaTorah Kula. On Rosh Hashanah and on Teres Mei Tshuva, when we daven, one of the piyutim that the famous tefillah is Achreinu L'chaim Melech Chofetz B'chaim Tatsreinu B'Sefer Chaim L'mancho Elokim Chaim. What does it mean L'mancho Elokim Chaim? He needs us. He should write this into the book of life, L'mancho Elokim Chaim. You need me. I'm your press agent. I'll give you PR. What does he need me? I'll make you great. I'll write you up in a newspaper. What does he need me? The guy from the New York Times once came, a true story, to Rabbi Soloveitchik. And that's this, he wanted Rabbi Soloveitchik to pay him money, I think. That he should write him out to the newspaper. He said, I'll make you great. So he said, thank you very much, I'm great already. I don't need you. Don't do me any favor. The man for the king kind? What does it mean the man for the king kind? So the Arizal says that the pshat is not the man for the king kind. It means the man for because we have emunah in you. That the Rebbeinu Shlomo should give us a good year. The mantra because we have emunah in you, Rabbi Shlom. Emunah is the first mitzvah. The Ramban, right? Emunah is mitzvah number one. The Bahag holds that the Anochi Hashem Lakech has not counted as a mitzvah. How can emunah not be counted as a mitzvah? So the Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvot explains in Shitas HaBahag, not that he holds that you don't have to have emunah. As long as you do the mitzvah, you have to have emunah. Like Moshe Mendelssohn wrote. You'd give leak from, yeah, it's not important. Just do the mitzvah, it doesn't matter what you believe. You don't believe, it doesn't matter. No, that's ridiculous. That's not the curse. You have to have a moon. So the Ramban explains that the Bahag also agrees you have to have a moon, but he holds he can't count it as a mitzvah. How can the Rabbanu Shlom be mitzvah to have a moon? If you don't believe in him, then there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah, there's no prayer hat people.
How could you share the mitzvah with him kind of the thing from the Sefer Yashis that the Tachlis and the Briya that others to be Meshabeth and Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's the reverse.
So, one of the reasons to Masu and King Kaim
was saying, for your sake, they have us to be
Meshabeth
and Christ in you.
Yeah, yeah, others say that Pshat. Others say the Pshat that I left away, others say that that is the Pshat. That's what it says on the bottom of the city, or that's the Pshat that they quote. That the Ramsham created the world, the Svoidah. Yeah. But we said B'Sheresh Avayda, he tells you all the kavanas that you're supposed to have. B'Sheresh Avayda is a Musa Sefer, by this time. So it's in Vilna, the days in the Vilna Zohar. So the Mishnah Berurah writes that you should learn B'Sheresh Avayda, I'll tell you to make sure. So I looked a little bit. So he quotes in Arizal like that's the Pshat. Manach of the King Chaim says what the kavana that we should have is the Zchus or Amunah that we have.
The
Manach, because we believe in you. Zachrein elachayim, Zachrein elachayim, Mancho, because we believe in it. Doesn't mean for your sake. In the school that we believe in, that's what he said. That's what I read that from. I remember we were learning in the yeshiva of Baba Basra many years ago when I was a Talmud in the yeshiva. So the Gemara in the second part of Baba Basra talks about a shaila that somebody stole a barrel of wine from a Jewish vineyard. And then the shaila was, who stole the wine? Whether it was an open barrel of wine. Was it stolen by a Jew? Was it stolen by a God? It was stolen by God. That's Tam Yenon. And then you find the barrel and it's stolen by a Jew. Then it's not Tam Yenon. So I remember one guy, he screamed out, what do you mean? the guy's a gangster, he steals the wine. We know Michal Shabbos, if he handles wine, makes a check. The din is shalom. A non-observant Jew, if he handles wine, makes a check. The guy's a haganah. So how can you say, so what if he's Jewish? But it might have depends if the right people in the city who are ganav, the rabbi of the ganav are not Jewish, but then you say, rabbi ganav Yisrael, the rabbi of the ganav in that city, that's what he might say. The rabbi of the ganav in that city happens to be Jewish, not that the back right in one place, rabbi Yisrael Gandhi. Most of the Jews are crooks. He says, there's no more, rabbi Yisrael Gandhi. So the Achranim say, Cholim Avatah Shorei Le'morim. The Ganeshwam should forgive the Bach. He said a mistake. What do you mean? The Gemara never said Chalila. The Gemara never said Rabbi Yisrael Gambi. The Gemara says Rabbi Gambi Yisrael. That most gangsters, most Ganavim are Jews. And it doesn't mean most Ganavim world over are Jews. Most of the Ganavim in China are Jews. No. Because most of the Ganavim in that city, in the Gemara, in Pumbedis or whatever it was, in that city in Baba Bas, in Sankar, they happen to be Jews. But it doesn't mean most of the Ganavim worldwide. They have the monopoly, most of the Ganavim. But remember, one of the Talmidim was asking the Rebbe, what is the help of Rav Gandhi Yisrael? But the guy's obviously not from. So the Rebbe was a European. So he said, that's the way American thinks. He said, in Europe, people don't think so logically. It doesn't mean Europe and America, it means that the modern people think logically now. They said the European mind wouldn't see a steer. A guy does these mitzvahs and he doesn't do those mitzvahs. The Americans think logically. Modern people think logically. Manavsha. If you believe in God, then you don't steal, then you keep kosher, then you keep Shabbat, then you keep Karakam Shabbat, then you keep everything. And if you don't believe in God, then you don't do anything. They said Europeans, and in the days of the Gemara, throughout all the generations, people didn't think so logically. They didn't think that it's a steer. But I leave it there. I thought it is a steer. Whenever a person does any Avera, it's a sin that he doesn't believe in God. Moshe does. If you believe that God exists and that God gave us a Torah, and God said you're not allowed to do that there, he says, Baruch Hashem said you're not allowed to talk Lashon Hara. So what are you talking Lashon Hara? It means you don't believe in the Baruch Hashem. So you do or you don't, you do believe. So how do you say Lashon Hara? So the Gemara says, Eidanim Chaytei, Elim Kei Nichnasei Baruch Shtus. The Gemara says, Ishish Kisiste Ishtoi, and Parsha Stoita. Why does it say Lashon Kisiste Ishtoi? Let it say Kitate Ishtoi Min Adera. That's what it means. Sister means to turn away from the Baruch Hashem. Why does it say sister? So it's a play on words, it's a remez. No one sins. If a person, if he doesn't believe in God, don't believe, do all the things you want. Not a maimon. If a person is a maimon, so what does he have to do any avera? Any time a person does an avera, it means he doesn't believe in God. The answer is no, he does believe, but he's temporarily insane. That's what the Achrayim ask Kakasha. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, that if a person is eating chalim, eating shayta, he has temporary fits of insanity. Sometimes he's sane, and sometimes he's shayta. So when he's manchu chalim, when he's healthy, he's a bardas, and when he's shayta, he's a shayta. So that's the kasha. If the halacha does recognize temporary insanity, that is considered lab bardas during that period of time, and he's a bardas the rest of the time. So how is anybody ever nenash for any other that he does? It's a hanitim shayta. That's the kasha the Achrayim discuss. My father told me he remembers in Europe, he saw a little sefer that was written by the Magen Avraham son-in-law that was dedicated, the whole sefer was dedicated to him working on this kasha. How was anybody ever nanish? But others, I never saw the sefer, but others talk about the kasha. Others talk about that kasha. That's what the Gemara said. Logically speaking, a person that does any aver doesn't believe in the Rabbanish. Manosh. Ava, the different degrees of insanity. Ava. Yeah. And Rosh Hashanah, we say Rosh Hashanah Nivra Ha'olam. What we mean Nivra Ha'olam? The world was created by Chatei Be'elul. The first day of Sheshes Mei Bereishis was Chatei El. The Marishan was created on Rosh Hashanah. The Marishan was created on Rosh Hashanah, and that's the day on which HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduced himself to the Marishan. He said, I'm the one who made you. And the Rishon was Mekabel his Malchus. That's the day that the Rosh Hashanah became a Melech. The first 5 days of the Sheshes Mei Bereishis, there was no Bar Das around. There were behemoths, no dumb animals. There was grass, there were trees, there were fish, but the stars, constellations. But there was no other Rishon. There was no human being to be Mekabel or Malchus Shammai. On Rosh Hashanah was the first day, that's when we Nivra Ha'olam, the Ribbono Shel created Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon was Mekabel Ol Malchus Yisbarach. That's when the Ribbono Shel became a Melech. Hein Melech Bo Lo Yom. A Melech, a guy can't be a king if he doesn't have a nation. He has one person. He has Adam Rishon. This is his subject. So on, before he created Adam Rishon, the Ribbono Shel was the Moshe, but you can't say he was the Melech. The guy in the Vilna Gaon says the difference between a melech and a moisha. A moisha means one who rules, whether the people accept him as ruler or not, he rules. And a melech means the one who is accepted by the people as the ruler. Kila Hashem Amlucha Moshe Bagoyim, the Goyim says. Kila Hashem Amlucha, the Rebbeinu Shlom is our melech, because we accept it. And by the Goyim is the Moshe Bagoyim. By the Goyim, by the Yomus Olam, they haven't accepted him, but he rules there anyway, he's a Moshe. And we hope, by Hashem the Melech HaKohos, we hope the day will come that the Yomus Olam will accept the Rebbeinu Shlom as the melech. They will be Mekabal on Malchus Yisbar. Every day there's a mitzvah of Kabbalah on Malchus Shaman. But especially more so, on Rosh Hashanah, a person has to be Mekabal on Malchus Shaman, because on Rosh Hashanah was the Rebbeinu Shlom's anniversary of his Malchus. That's the first day in history that he became a melech. That's when he had his own. That's when he created Adam HaRishon. So the Rebbeinu Shlom wants us to be Mekabal on Malchus, sorry. On Rosh Hashanah, he wants us to say Malchus. Malchus HaChem HaShotis. Rashi holds that it's their right, even if he holds it's only the Rabbanon, but the Inyan is their right. What the Rabbanon make up from thin air? Little of nowhere, they made up Malchus, made up a Bracha, Melech HaKol HaHoret. You have to say Melech HaKadosh instead of HaKel HaKadosh. But they change, what they make up, Yesh Me'am, they didn't make it up. The theme of Malchus is there, that is the theme of the Kedusha Sayyim of Rosh Hashanah. The whole Aseret Made Shuvah, and Melech HaKadosh instead of HaKel HaKadosh. Why is that the theme of Aseret Made Shuvah? The rights are the theme, why? Because that's when the Malchus of the Rebbeinu Shlom began. Avsadi Goyen, and the Master, the regular Master, the quotes in the Siddur of Avsadi Goyen, he has 10 Kavanot that a person should have at the time of Kiyah Sherifah. So the first kavana is that when you celebrate the coronation of a king, so they always blow trumpets. V'chein oisim hamloch mitchilas malchus, m'shetokim lefneim b'chatzotzos v'kronos l'hodiyah l'ashmiyah b'chol mokam tchilas malchuso. So on Rosh Hashanah, we announce again, we are accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Melech. It's the mitzvah of Malchus. To whom are we blowing shofar according to this kavanah? There are 10 different kavanahs in Kiyah Shofar. We are blowing shofar to all the nations of the world to announce that we are accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our Melech. The Gemara says when you say Kriya Shema, the Gemara and the Rishonim say when you say Kriya Shema every day, you're supposed to be Mekabal on Malchus Shemayim. When you say Hashem Echad, you should be Mekabal when you say the Ches. And the Dalar of Echad, Ches, to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be mechaben in your mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really the ruler all over the world, over the Zayin Rikim and this world that adds up to 8, and Dalet means on the Dalet earth, north, east, south and west. Balei Musa used to say the same thing, Hashem every soul salam to the Balei Musa. The people are usually so busy having all these kavanas in their mind about the Rebbeinu Shlom is the king over there and over there and over there and over there, everywhere but here. The main idea of Kabbalah and Machshavim is that the Rebbeinu Shlom is the melech over me. Not just Melech HaOlam, the king of the universe. It's not enough if I, Tosha says, a bracha has to have Shem Malchus. Gemara has a machlokes amaran. If you say a bracha without Hashem, it's not a bracha. But if you say a bracha without Malchus, it's a machlokes. So we pass and a bracha has to be with Shem Malchus. So Tosha says, that's not another connection. Malchus is not enough, some. Elokeinu Melech. You have to say Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. If you don't say Melech HaOlam, if you don't mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the king of the whole world, it's a chisamen in the Malchus that's considered as if you didn't say Malchus. But that's not enough, Melech HaOlam. He's the king over the whole wide world. No, his name Malchus is the king over me. That I swear, I promise obedience to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's a Moshe, Lavadi's the Moshe all over the world. He was the Moshe before he created Adam and Eve also. He's the Moshe over the Yomus Olam also. But a Melech means that I'm a Kabbalah. I'm a Kabbalah means I believe in all the Yisraelis Emunah. And I am a Kabbalah his Zeris. And I will do whatever the Rebbeinu Shalom tells me to do. Not because I'll do it, because it makes sense to me. I'm asking. That's a good mitzvah, I'll do it. That's a nice mitzvah, I'll do that. He's a Mekabal Malchusoi, the Rebbeinu Shlom is Mitzvah, so you do. The Melech tells you have to do it because he's Mitzvah, not because you think it sounds good. And if you don't think it sounds good, then you're not Mekabal. That's not Malchus. Malchus means that the person does what the boss says. This is one of the themes of Rosh Hashanah. There's supposed to be a theme of tremendous simcha in Rosh Hashanah, like in England, when they celebrate when they make a new king or other countries of the world. So we usually know about England. When they celebrate the coronation of a new queen or a new king, they have blowing trumpets and the levadic. So one of the aspects of Rosh Hashanah is supposed to be a very cheerful aspect. It's supposed to be like a coronation of a king. That's why by the Chassidish Rebbe, they were marked to introduce military marches, tunes of military marches into the davening. They say that the Balatanya, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, is the one who insisted that they should introduce one of Napoleon's ligunim. Napoleon's victory march or something into the davening. Different communities, they sing different marches to Kaddish, different parts of it. when you sing the serious parts of the different parts of the Shmonet, you have to be careful not to sing these happy marches to the serious parts. Yeah, you have to sing it in the right place. But when you say Adir Adi Reinu, or you're saying about Malchus, Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supposed to sing the military marches, the king is coming.
Based
on
the
bracha, the melech, why would
the bracha
melech of melech
of the
Lord?
It's not true yet. There is
Moshe of the Lord. I don't know. The bracha speaks about lost lover. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to become the melech of the Lord. That's what the
bakosh is. Is there no problem with doing that? I mean, if someone nowadays,
there's
a lot of music that goes on.
There's a Shulchan Aruch that you're not permitted to introduce love songs, the tune of a love song into the davening, or church tunes into the davening. But other tunes you may introduce, provided it depends where they're coming from. It depends if it's Moira Kavana. What Kavana does it bring out? Unless there's certain sections of the tefillah where we already have tefillah tamukubalah, because it says in the Shulchan Aruch that we have very old tefillahs. It's called the Nusaf Maharil, the Nigun Maharil. But by the Ashkenazim in Europe, they followed the Nigunim. The Maharil was a chazan, among other things. He was a rabbi too, the Rosh Hashiva, he was a shatran, did a lot of things for them. They write in the safe in the Maharil that he used to get paid money for the Shidduchim, didn't get paid for the same Yeshua. He took money for Shidduchim, took a lot of money for writing Shidduchim. So the Maharil apparently was kaveh a certain igun and for Kol Nidre and for other certain parts of the tefillah. So it says it's not proper to be mishana those nigunim because they're very ancient nigunim, hundreds of years old. But other parts of the tefillah where there's no specific digun kavua, you're permitted to introduce a new nigun. Okay. Change it a little bit. The nigun is made by Russia. You shouldn't use it. I don't know. So, talk about these things. I don't know exactly what the story is. The mice of the wizard didn't have murdered the mouth of his tithe least. A person should realize that any slight of error that he ever does is really an act of revolt against our public law. Because if a person really believes in the person that is really malevolent, how does he ever do any of it? The Rebbeinu Shalom is supposed to be the Melech HaOlam, the Maaseh he's not. The Ikar Malchus of the Rebbeinu Shalom is supposed to be over the Jewish nation and over Eretz Yisrael. The Zohar says on the Pasuk in Kohelet, Asher Yerech and Malkeh Ben Chorin. So the Zohar says that it refers to Eretz Yisrael, that the Rebbeinu Shalom is the Ben Chorin. The Rebbeinu Shalom sets the Avodim free during Shnas HaYoivoh. So that's why the Rebbeinu Shalom is called Ben Chorin. He makes other people go free. So the Ikar Malchus of the Rebbeinu Shalom is over Klal Yisrael, and the Ikar Malchus of the Rebbeinu Shalom is supposed to be over Eretz Yisrael, and Yerushalayim is supposed to be the capital of the Rebbeinu Shalom's government, Kiryas Melech Rav, the capital city of the great king, the Melech Malchei Amloch. It's not Eretz Yisrael, for so many years it was not in Jewish hands, not in Jewish hands, it's clearly a Jewish Medina, but you look in the government, without attacking anybody, it's not Nikar. That it's the Rebbeinu Shalom's country. There's kashrus in the Sahal. There's all kinds of stuff going on. Likvoyez, the shul, the guy says, the shul, and they're looking for the shul. The guy came yesterday. The shul is camouflage in the army. Yeah, they have a lot of wonderful things there in Eretz Yisrael, but it's very much not nikkur that it's the Rebbeinu Shalom's malchus, and it's very much not nikkur that Yerushalayim is the Kiryas Melech Rav. It's all of the galochim, it's all of the mishumadim there. With all of the missionaries in Yerushalayim is very not nikkur. And even on Klal Yisrael, sometimes you have a government in exile that the real king of the country runs away and his mekurovim run into a different country and they're waiting for the day that they're going to come back. Lo Yaleinu, we don't even have a government in exile. The majority of the Jewish nation is not observant today. But Mamash Achil Hashem, the main davening all year long, we daven for ourselves. We daven for Parnassah, we daven for Shidduch, we daven for Refuah, for the sick people, we daven for Shalom Bayit, we daven for all of our personal seraphim. The main kavan of the davening, and Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, and Yom Teruah, according to the Nusach of the Tefillah, it's supposed to be for the Rebbeinu Shalom. We have to daven for his behalf, that his malchus should be accepted and should be nisgala, should become apparent and obvious all over the world. We have a lot to daven for. We have a Medina, but it's very the Jewish Medina, but it's very lacking. Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yerushalayim is very lacking. As the Ir HaBira, the Kiryas Melech Roz, and the Jewish nation is Nebuch very lacking. We have a lot to be misfiled for the Rebbeinu Shalom's sake. The Malchus only makes sense if a person is going to do tshuva. If the subjects say, yes, we believe in Rebbeinu Shalom, we accept the Rebbeinu Shalom as our king. Most of the Jews don't accept the Rebbeinu Shalom as their king. They still be there. They're married to intermarried. They go to church. And even the Jews who do accept the Rebbeinu Shalom as their king. So many are crooks, and so many are bali averim, and so many talk lashon hara. People do so many averim. So what do you mean we're mekabel the Rebbeinu Shalom as our king? But how through it? He's our king, but we're not going to listen to him. So what kind of a king? Mishkin king. So we don't have any hamloch, we don't have any kabbalah from Malchus Shemah, not on Kriyashma every day, not on Rosh Hashanah. So that's why the halacha says that Rosh Hashanah is as man of tshuva. If you don't do tshuva, so there's no hamloch, there's no malchus. The person has to do tshuva. Has to be in the Kabbalah of Malchus Shemah means not just I believe the Rebbeinu Shalom is the Melech HaKol HaOlam Kuloi, Chutz Mimeni, he's the king all over except for me. Let him bless them, he's not going to bless me. So what kind of Malchus is that? Means I did, not only do I accept the Rebbeinu Shalom as my king, I pray for the day to come that the Rebbeinu Shalom should be accepted as the king all over the world, but I have to start for myself. I have to do tshuva to demonstrate that I really accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the king over myself.
We're supposed to pray that Hashem should be
okay, yeah, that's what they said, the Parshav Shat, that's what it says in the Siddur, the Parshav Shat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us lichvaydoi, lein melech elyon, right. All of the Yisraelis are Amunah, that the Raman lists up, the Yud Gimel Yikori Amunah, all of the Yikori Amunah appear in the Nusach HaTfilah of Malchus Lechonu Shofar. We believe in the existence of God, we believe that there's only one God, Kul HaKeinu Enoit. We believe the Rebbeinu Shalom has no goof. We speak about Maimon Har Sinai, and the Davenin, and the Malchus of HaShofar, the Shofar. For Rishon V'Achron, he created the world. He's the only one. He's the Kelemes. His existence is the true existence. Then we speak, then the next bracha is the Zechronis. What is the bracha of Zechronis? Zechronis is the Din. The Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin. How did the Chazal know Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin? What does it say down in Tanakh? That's in Shofar. What is the theme of Zechronis? The theme of Zechronis is that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin, the Yom HaZikaron. The Rebbeinu Shalom Zecher Kol HaMashkachot Afayu HaMiyor. The Rebbeinu Shalom remembers everything that everybody did. He keeps records, and he gives Kav Yonish according to what people did, and according to what Medinas did. It's a Yom HaDin both for individuals. The Yechidim and for Tzibur. Al Medinas Ba Yom Eizel Achay Eizel Rav Eizel Hashem Eizel Asayv and so on. And on the Yechidim. Kol Yachid judges each person individually. So the Yisoid of Zechronis contains within it the two different Yisoidis of Yediyah and Tzchav Yonish. So the Rebbeinu Shalom knows everything that's happening in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yedeh Kol Ma'is Miliyot HaMechol Ma'ashvoit from Shenema. And then also HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ben Motar Rishon HaMitzvot is Ma'ash V'Mishi Yavah HaMitzvot. That's exactly what Zechronis is all about. That there's Yediyah, Rebbeinu Shalom is Yedeh, he's Zerich HaKol HaMishkachot. And he gives Tzchav Yonish accordingly. How did the Chachamim know that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin? It doesn't say one word in Tanakh, anywhere. What do you say in Tanakh, Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin? Where did it say that? Mishpat. Mishpat means the Rosh Hashanah is judging the world. The Gemara interprets it differently, Mishpat. But the Ramban writes in his drasha for Rosh Hashanah, he gave a drasha in the Shul, in Yerushalayim, no? Drasha to Ramban, they definitely to Ramban. You like the Khan, they're open, no? I think so, that's the drasha that he gave in the Shul. So he writes in his drasha that it's an old tradition from the days of Adam Arishan. That's what it says in the Tikkur that I've learned in the Medrash Rabba. It says that on Friday of Sheshis Nebrashis, on the sixth day, the Rebbeinu Shem created Adam Rishon, and it lists off exactly in the Bishor Rishon of the Machshava Livro Yisod. Bishor Shniya Tzniyais with the Malachim. Then Bishor Shlishi is he mixed the offer with the water. Then Bishor Revi is he created Adam and so on. Lists off every hour in the day what exactly happened. Then it says on the same day after the Zohar created Adam, on the same day he took him into Gan Eden. The next hour after he created the Chnisa of Gan Eden, and was mitzvah him not to eat from the Yitzhadas. And an hour after he came into Gan Eden, he already violated the Aver. the same day, and then he was punished on the same day and chased out of Gan Eden on the same day. This is all in one day. So Shabbat Medrash.
Wait till Yom Kippur.
No, the Medrash says he was chased out on that day, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, tell your children that just like I judged you and I punished you today, so too I will judge your children and punish and decide, make a gzardin on them on Rosh Hashanah and every generation to come. That's what it says in the Pirkei Derev Lev in the Medrash Rabbah, the Vayikra Rabbah, and Parshas Amos. The Ramban quote said, he says, how did the Chachamim know, how did the Gemara know that on Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Adin? It says it's an oral tradition from the days of Adam Arishon. That's what the Medrash said. It's an oral tradition. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam Arishon, I'm judging you today and I'm making the gzardin today. So too, the Doris HaBoim, I will judge all of your children, all of your descendants, all of Bnei Adam on Rosh Hashanah, and I'll make the gzardin on Rosh Hashanah. The gzardin can be in two different ways. That's what we daven on Rosh Hashanah. Kelar Avdin B'yom Din, Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Adin. And Yom Kippur, you also say the Kelar Avdin B'yom Din. How is Yom Kippur the Yom Din? Kippur is the Yom HaChesed. How is Yom Kippur the Yom Din? How can we say Yom Din on Yom Kippur? I thought that it doesn't mean Yom Din, a day of judgment. Sometimes the word Din means Cheshbon, like Din V'Cheshbon. It means with a system, with an organized system. How do we say the Piyot L'Kelar Din V'Yom Din on Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is a Yom HaRachmin V'Yom HaChesed. It's not a Yom HaDin. But Yom Kippur is for Mechilas HaOvan, Rosh Hashanah is for judging. Serious for judging. But Yom Kippur is for forgiveness. So how can you typify Yom Kippur as a Yom Adin? So they should thought that when we say L'Kelar Adin on Yom Kippur, we're not mechavim that it's a Yom Adin, a day of judgment, we're mechavim that it's a day of cheshbonis. But the word din in Hebrew, in Talmudic Hebrew, in Biblical Hebrew, sometimes means the cheshbon. Like we say the bracha, that's what we say pshat, we say the bracha on the Beit HaSforis. Asher Yoker Esmadin, Zon Esmadin, Hemet Esmadin, Kilkel Esmadin, and so on, Otzibach Yoskan Adin. What do you mean? Everything is din. Okay, so basically it's going to be with din. Everything is din. That it doesn't necessarily mean everything is beneath us as din. It means with a cheshbon. With a cheshbon. It's not some haphazard. So he thought that this piyut that we say in Yom Kippur, Kelar Din, B'yom Din, it doesn't mean B'yom Din, a day of din, judgment. It means in the sense of cheshbon. That the Rishon keeps cheshbon as Yom Kippur. That's the cheshbon of Rachman. So the Medrash says, the Ramban HaChumash quotes, when he speaks of the Keshet, the Parshas Noach, he quotes from the Gemara, quotes from the Russian, from the Zohar, that there are two types of din. There's a din kosher and a din rafa. Din is takif and a din rafia. The judge can sometimes be very strict. There's leeway. The judge can be sometimes lenient. Sometimes the judge cannot be lenient. You have to have the king or the president has to give chanira. Let's say by the machteret. The judge, there are certain people there by the machteret. The judge couldn't give anything other than masar olam. Then they're waiting for Herzog to give chanina, but the judge can't. There's din kashin, there's din rafid, but din is din. Potter like lomi yepshid, there's laws on the books also. Din is din. So on Rosh Hashanah it's taka yom adin, but the Medrash says that the Rebbeinu Shlom can judge people either with din kashin or din rafid. How do we get the Rebbeinu Shlom to judge us with a din rafid, to be soft on us? So the Medrash comments on the pasuk, Allah alekim isru Hashem bekol shofar. How come the Shem Hashem changes? First it says Ola Lakim, then it says Hashem Yukei Rokei. The Medrash has a famous comment that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Rebbeinu Shlom comes to judge the world on Rosh Hashanah. The Yom Adin is going to judge Elakim. The Midas Adin, the Din Kasha. But then when Bnei Yisrael blow Shofar, then it's Hashem the Kol Shofar. We change the Rebbeinu Shlom's position, and he gets up from the Kitei Din and he moves over to the Kitei Rachman. What does he mean Kitei Rachman? Rachman is not Chesed. Chesed and Rachman is not the same thing. The Baal HaTanya explains Atikavod. The Rachman means a midu, a combination of din with Chesed is Rachman. Rachman means Tiferet. It doesn't mean only Chesed. Chad Ha'am has a whole essay. He didn't know that. Chad Ha'am was an atheist. In case he didn't know. Not only that he wasn't a yeshiva shigar. He was originally a yeshiva shigar. He was a big Talmud Chacham. Then he became an apikoros. But Al Taif an apikoros. He was an atheist. Chalam writes in one of his essays, he doesn't go for this, because the Chazal made a mistake. The Rebbeinu Shlom wanted to create the world of Midas Adin, and then he thought it's not going to work, so he changed his mind and he created the world of Midas Rachman. He said, that's terrible. Rachman? How can you run a world with Rachman? You have to have a little bit din. If I would have been the Chazal, I would have said differently. I would have said, you know, I'm sure. I would have said that the Rebbeinu Shlom should have created, he doesn't believe in the Rebbeinu Shlom. He doesn't believe in the whole thing. He's an atheist. The whole thing is malitzes by him. So he says, if he would have been the Gemara, he would have written differently. So Baruch Shalom has a blend of chesed and this. So that's lamaita what it means. He didn't know. That's lamaita what the term means. The tchila also the machshav liversal of minas adin. And then it says he was mishatef minas chesed with minas adin and decided to create the world. Minas rachman. That's exactly what rachman means. Rachman means din rachman. Is din kosher, is din rafa. Din kosher is din. And din rafa is rachman. Rachman means a blend of chesed and din. How does one accomplish this din rafa? So the Medrash says by tkiya shofar. What changes by tkiya shofar? Allah hakim b'sruah. Hashem b'kol shofar. The Rosh Hashanah changes, we get him to change, to move on from the kisei din to the kisei rachman by blowing shofar. So the pashtus is that this is the second aspect of Tia Shofar. They quote in the Mafta from the Rav Tzadigon that there are 10 different kavanas that we should have. Shas Tia Shofar. The one kavana is Malchiyus. That it's the time of the coronation of the Rebbeinu Shlom. So you should sing and dance and cheer. There should be a happy mood with Shas Tia Shofar. But then another kavana of Tia Shofar is what the Rambam writes. That Tia Shofar is that the Rebbeinu Shlom is blowing Shofar that we should hear. Not that we are blowing Shofar, that all the nations in the world should hear. That we are accepting the Rebbeinu Shlom as our king. We have long shofar to wake ourselves up. Kilo the Rebbeinu Shlom wants to wake us up. Uri Yishen Mishen Aspen. The Nedarim Mitar Demaskim. We should all be chayz b'tshuva. If we're not going to be chayz b'tshuva, so where is the Kabbalah from Malchus to Yisba? If we're not chayz b'tshuva.
That's why I should.
But that's the pshat that if the people are chayz b'tshuva and they're really the Kabbalah from Malchus and they're korev to the Rebbeinu Shlom, but then korev Hashem the whole korev. The Rebbeinu Shlom has. Hashgacha Pratis, it's not only Hashgacha Klolis on nations and on all the chickens and on all the birds and so on, but there's Hashgacha Pratis on individual people. But Hashgacha Pratis, the Rambam writes in the Mor Nevuchim, is not shod on every person. He has the same share of Hashgacha Pratis on everybody. The Rambam writes, no, Karav Hashem L'chol Kolis, it's more Hashgacha Pratis on those who are close to the Rebbeinu Shlom. So there's more Hashgacha Pratis on Klal Yisrael than on the Umas Olam. And among Klalisa, there's more Hashgacha Pratis on the Tzadikim than there is on the Rishon. And the Rambam quotes, that's exactly what it says in the Pesukim. Raglei Chasidav Yishmar. Kadosh Baruch Hu protects the Tzadikim more so than he protects the Beinonim of the Rishon. And the reverse is also true. Kadosh Baruch Hu medaktikim Tzadika Tzuchut Asayro. When a Tzadik does an Aveir, even a very slight Aveir, he will sometimes punish him more seriously than he will punish an Adam Beinoni. Or a Rosh, Moshe Rabbeinu did some kind of an Aver, we don't know exactly what it is. Racham HaKadosh HaKadosh, which lists across 10 different Perushim, what was the chet by name of him? What was the chet that Moshe Rabbeinu did because of which he lost his shins to get Eretz Yisrael? Whatever it was, Mr. Tamim, he'd do bigger Aver. We have the ability to go Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu did some kind of Aver, no one knows what in the world it is. Machloike is 10 different Shatim, all the 10 Shatim put together, it's even if he did all 10, even if all 10 are right, Taknap Aver. So what did he lose his chance to go to Eretz Yisrael? What's such a big Aver? What did he do? That's the Pshah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mzaktik Nisadika Tukut HaSayra. A person is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showers upon him more Hashgacha Pratis, both L'Tayva and L'Roh. Both Ragle Chassidya V'Yishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects him more. And also L'Roh. So on Rosh Hashanah, when the Rebbeinu Shlom has a din, so for those people are going to blow Shofar, that's how the Medrash says on the Pasuk, Ashrei Ha'am Yodei Seruah. It's the praises of the people. They know how to blow shofar. What's the big deal? A couple of years ago, my son had trouble with his ear, so the doctor made him blow shofar. He used to blow shofar all the time. Didn't help. He didn't have the operation anyway. So what's the big deal? Yodei Chua, they know how to blow shofar. You can teach our Shikar Goy how to blow shofar. No. The Medrash says, Yodei Chua means they know the sword of shofar, that shofar is supposed to be more than chuvah. So when the people come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give them a din rafa. He won't give them a din kosher. It's still going to be a din. He's not going to. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin. Everything has to be the din. Yom Kippur is the Yom HaChet. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin. But on Rosh Hashanah Gufa, you don't want to have a din kosher. You want to have a din rafa. But to change the din from the Kisei din, that the Baruch Hashem should go to the Kisei Rachamim, not to the Kisei Chet, but to the Kisei Rachamim, to have a din rafa, a din rafio. So to that, you have to have Kiyah Shofar in the sense of tshuva, and then we daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the bracha of Zechariah also. We daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He should be Zecher Habris. What's Zecher Habris? Give us a break. We're children. We're descendants of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's also one of the considerations. So we have a din kasha din rafa. The judge knows who you are. But then sometimes they'll give you a break. He knows your father. He knows your grandfather. They'll give you a break. That we bank a lot on that. That's chusav. We bank a lot on the Sutta, but on the Brita, but on the Sutta. So one of the themes of Rosh Hashanah is Zarecha Rabrit, that the Rebbe Shlomo should remember for us the bris that he made with the others. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam comments in Shabbos, that the Sutta of it was Tamu already. Just we rely now on the bris of it, not on the Sutta of it. Sutta of it, how long can Sutta of it go? Let's say the Baal Shem Tov was a wonderful tzaddik. So he had a child, let's say. So even his child, not so Gevaldik, but the Baal Shem Tov's son, you got to give him a break. He had a son, even though he's nothing special, the Baal Shem Tov's Einikol. How long does the Sutta of it go? For 100 generations? Keep them. He's just, an Einikol of an Einikol is 100 generations. It wears off after a while. So that's what the Rabbeinu Tam comments on the Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara says in Shabbos that the Sutta of it already petered out. Gone? We used up the Sutta of it. It went for 10 generations, 20 generations, 50 generations, 40. 2,000 generations, whatever. How long do you go with the Sutav? So the Gemara says, Sutav is finished. I've been in some comments there and says, yeah, Sutav is finished, but the Brisav is not finished. The Baruch made a Bris with the Yavis. We say Zecher HaBris, we don't say Zecher HaSkris. We mention the Yavis, and we blow Shofar with a Shofar Shalal to remember Akedah Tzitzkot, and the Kriya Satarim Rosh Hashanah is Leda Tzitzkot, and Akedah Tzitzkot on the first day and on the second day. What is it got? What is it, the theme of Rosh Hashanah? So some Midrashim say the Akedah was on Rosh Hashanah. And but Rosh Hashanah nitki the Torah, Hashem pakad the Torah, so the Gemara says Rosh Hashanah nitki the Torah. But that's what it means. It means a little more than that. Not only historically, but Rosh Hashanah nitki the Torah. And the Akedah wasn't on Rosh Hashanah, but on Rosh Hashanah, which is the Yom Adin, so we want the Rebbeinu Shlomo to be Zecher HaBris. Remember the Bris of the Ovid. The Skus Ovid is already used up, but the Bris of it. The Bris means, you see this quote from Ramban. Bris means I'll call upon him. Even if you don't deserve it, the Rebbeinu Shlomo promised, he made it to do it. He promised that to the descendants of these tzaddikim, he will give them special consideration. Not that he's just going to forget about the averus, but he'll give a din rafa rather than give a din kasha.
Why are you mentioning the akedah?
The Rebbeinu Shlomo promised at the time of the akedah.
Not only that, in the schus
that our forefathers went to an akedah, the schus of the others is all used up to the Gemara. But the bris that the Rebbeinu Shlomo made then, Zechat is Bisi Yaakov, Ab is Bisi Yitzchak, Ab is Bisi Avraham Eskar, so it doesn't say the Zecharti by Yitzchak. Zechat is Bisi Yaakov, Ab is Bisi Avraham Eskar. The Zechir by Yaakov and by Avraham and by Yitzchak, it doesn't say. But Rashi quotes in the Medrash, because after Tzavra Minach, Avrabi Han is there. The Rebbeinu Shlomo doesn't have to be reminded of the truth with Yitzchak. Yitzchak is always there. Akedah is an Indian of the bris. He made a bris with Avram and with Yitzchak and with Yankov. So on Rosh Hashanah we have to mention the bris that he made with the Yavis, so that the din will be a din Rafa, it won't be a din Kosher. These are the Yisraelis and Muna that are mentioned, that are stressed in the Bracha of the Zechron. And in Shofar, we mention the Yisraelis and Muna of Nevuah, that the Rebbeinu Shlomo, we shouldn't think that the Rebbeinu Shlomo finally created the world, and then he cannot relate to human beings. Like there are some people who are so aloof, such great professors, such great rabbanim, they're so aloof from everybody else, they just can't relate to students. Some professors, they give their lectures, absent-minded, they can't relate. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is not such an absent-minded professor. Rebbeinu Shlomo created the world, he's much greater than the biggest professor, much greater than the biggest rabbi. But he's not that aloof. He gives nevuah to people. He gives Gilui Shchinah, he gave it. He gave nevuah to Moshe Rabbeinu, he gave nevuah to Nevi'im, he gave Maamar Hasina, and he's going to give it Losi Lovoi. He's not a loop. So we stress the Yisraelis of Amunah, of Nevuah, Marin HaSinai, and Nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu and so on. And Bias HaMashiach, Bias HaMeisim, everything is stressed. And all the Yisraelis of Amunah are brought out in the Tfilah. Today we don't have too much Gilui Shchinah at all. Beis HaMikdash was starved, there's no Gilui Shchinah. So the Gemara says, Niyam Shachar Beis HaMikdash, Ein Lola Kodesh Baruch Hu Bo'olam Ro'ay, the only way to see the Shekhinah is to begin to understand what the Shekhinah is all about. If you see the Shekhinah, you see, so you have to understand. There he is. If you don't see the Shekhinah, so the only way you can get a glimpse of what Shekhinah is all about, to get a little bit of an understanding, the Gemara says is by learning Torah. The Gemara assumes that by learning Torah, a person understands something about Elokus. Torah is supposed to be a description of Elokus. We know we learn Torah, we daven, and we think that our learning Torah is on the highest level. It's not on the highest level. Every day when we daven Shmanas, we say, you're welcome to Panacha, so you're going to make some English from here, we are made, and we say, okay, we say, okay. So the Mephoshim points out, what's the connection between one thing and the other? Mephoshim should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and we should give this Hatzlach and learning. Hatzlach and learning has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. We don't see what the connection is, because it's been already 2,000 years, but we haven't had a Beis HaMikdash. And we've been learning pretty well without any Beis HaMikdash. We've been davening also without a Beis HaMikdash. We think that the Beis HaMikdash is for korbanos or for Beis HaGolos. I don't think the Beis HaMikdash has any shaykhs with all the mitzvahs. The Sheikh Lulav, Beis HaMikdash, not Beis HaMikdash, what's the difference? You daven, you learn, but it's not so. Ki beisi beis tfilah yikar l'cholam. Beis HaMikdash is officially the Beis Tfilah. The Tfilahs are only miskabel in the Beis HaMikdash of Bizman HaMikdash. And after the Churban HaMikdash, it says, Gam ki yikar v'ashayneya, sal sam tfilah tfilah panah. The Pasuk in Eichon says, and the Gemara says, Yem shachar Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says in Hazor, the end of the Korban Tzid, Yem Terep Hazor. Yem shachar Beis HaMikdash, nin alu shari tfilah. The gates of tfilah are closed. Only shari demoy is lenin alu. That's how the Gemara says, shari demoy is lenin alu. But shari tfilah nin alu. Why? Because the Beis HaMikdash is not only a makom hakodesh tovah, it's a makom tefillah, and it's a makom of Talmud Torah also. As well as the learning happens to be, people who have hallucination that it's good about it, especially here, we're learning in the Torah sense of the world, celebrating our centennial, it's Givaldi, Givaldi, Glamish, Givaldi, but if there's no Beis HaMikdash, it's not as Givaldi as it's going to be. Maybe people can delude themselves into believing that we're learning better than other yeshivas. Maybe no, that can be debated, but you can't think that this is the highest level of learning that can possibly be attained. We daven that the Rebbeinu Shem should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and then we should really begin to learn Torah. The same chokeh in the Torah says after the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The real Malkum Torah is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's where the Torah is. That's where the Luchas are. That's where the Yikah Torah is. If you don't have the Sanhedrin, Yoshim Bim Kamen, you don't have the Luchas Bim Kamen. The Luchas are there, Shalai Bim Kamen. You don't have the Luchas Bim Kamen, you don't have the Sanhedrin Bim Kamen, so the Talmud Torah all over the world is on a lower level. That's just like the Gemara says, you can daven sukkah to the Beis HaMikdash also, but the Beis HaMikdash is the Beis Tfilah. Whoever davens anywhere has to daven facing the Beis HaMikdash. So the Zman Shein Beis HaMikdash Karim, the Pasuk says the Tfilah, so not as Niskabel as it used to be years ago. Only Shari Demoyes, that's what the Gemara says. It's a different Bechin of the Tfilah. Shari Demoyes, when you know. That's why the Gemara says that. It says in the Chumash, Yom Chua Yelachan and Mitagamin and Yom Yabovo. And on Rosh Hashanah it says you have to blow shofar, and the Targum Mukhlis says on Yom Tshuva, Yom Yabava, and Yabava means to cry, as it says in Shoftim by Sisera's mother when she was waiting for him to come home, so it says Bata Yabe, she was crying. So that teaches us that Kiyah Shofar is supposed to be in the Nusach of crying. What is the idea of the Nusach of crying? It's supposed to be an enhancement of the Tfilah. There's another Kavon in Kiyah Shofar. There are many different Kavonis in Kiyah Shofar. First of all, the different Kavonis are different parts of the Tfilah. So one of the kavanas in Kiyah Shofar is Malchus, that we are announcing, proclaiming Kabbalas no Malchusah. We are celebrating the coronation of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and this is the anniversary of his coronation. And when he created Adam and Rishon, it was on Rosh Hashanah. And every year on Rosh Hashanah, we accept upon ourselves O Malchusah, and we celebrate joyfully and happily. Another kavanah we mentioned before was to be Ma'or Rat L'Tshuva. If we won't do Tshuva, so what? The whole thing is a fraud. What kind of Kabbalah is on Malchus? We're in Kabbalah on Malchus, but we're not going to listen to any of the laws that he tells us. Lashon Hara we're not going to continue to say. And to cheat on exams we're going to continue to do. And to cheat in business we're going to continue. And the husbands cheat on their wives, and wives cheat on their husbands. And everybody does all they are there. It's from Aleph to Tav. I mean, everything, things that are written in the Torah, and the Gemara, and Shulchan Aruch, and everybody violates everything. And the Kabbalah on Malchus Shaman. What kind of Malchus Shaman is the Halakhah? So the Baruch Shalom doesn't have any Melech HaOlam, he doesn't have a Medina, he doesn't have a city, he doesn't have a capital, he doesn't have a nation, he doesn't have a government in exile, he doesn't have anything. And we're making believe that we're Mekabel HaMalchus. So that's the Kavanah that you have to have in mind when you blow Shofar. You're blowing Shofar that we should awaken ourselves, that we should do Tshuva. But a third thing of the Tkiyah Shofar is that Tkiyah Shofar is supposed to be a form of Tfilah. Yom Yabavro, that the Gemara says that there's two Chalashemis of Tfilah. There's a Tfilah, plain Tfilah. There's a tefillah with demoiz, when a person really davens with heart and neshama, when he davens with kavana to the point that he cries. There's great kavana, so the Gemara says, even though shari tefillah with ninalu, niyam shafara beis hamikdash, the shari demoiz will only ninalu. So this is another kavana. We spoke on Shabbos, the Ramban says in Melchamas on Rosh Hashanah, Allah Almighty says that the kiyah shofar in the middle of the Shemana Esrei is for the purpose of enhancing the tefillah. It makes it into a tefillah with the mark. We have a lot to daven for, both for the Yechidim and for the Klal Yisrael. How does a person begin to do tshuva? We do a lot of averis. One important way to stop doing averis is to learn the dinim. When you go through the Chafetz Chaim and become more aware of the Yom of Lashon Hara, you'll be nidin more in the dinim of Lashon Hara. You go through the Hilchos Mezuzah, Hilchos Tfilas Kelim, or whatever, Hilchos Tfilim, so you realize you're not putting on your tefillin right. You go through the dinim. The dinim is sort of the tshuva. But there's another important aspect to doing tshuva. You have to go to the shorish of the chatoy. It's not enough, let's say the person has serious headaches every day for 3 months straight. He's just going off his mind from the headache. He goes to the doctor tells him take 2 aspirins and take a nap. And somebody's not a good doctor. You can't just treat the symptoms. You have to go to the shorish. The guy never has a brain tumor. Okay, well, there's something wrong with him, something seriously wrong. He has splitting headaches every day for 3 months in a row. So if we're full of averis, it must be that it's not some, we have a little avera here, have a headache here, a little headache there. My toe hurts, and my arm hurts, and my wrist hurts. It must be something that's the shorish of all of the averis. So if we'll be misakin, if we'll make some kind of an operation, some kind of surgery, to be misakin the shorish of all of the head, to get to the source of everything, then maybe that will solve a lot of the problems in one shot. How do we know about the shorish of all of the head? So the Mishnah tells us. The Mishnah tells us in 30 others. That there are three midas megunas that are basically the source of all chet that causes people to be yotzei min ha'olam. What do you mean matzi misod min ha'olam? Causes people to lose their olam habo. Like it says in the end of Parashat Semo, Vayetzei ben ish Yisrael v'tzehu ben ish Mitzri. So Rashi said literally Vayetzei me'olam ha'yotza. He lost his olam habo. He did such a big avera, he was megadav es Hashem, so he lost his olam habo. The Mishnah says matzi misod min ha'olam. These are three midas megunas. Akinah v'atayv v'akovid. These are the sources of all of that. Kinah is such a sickening thing, it's unbelievable. You look around yeshivas. I'm not talking about. I remember our Soviet sister once told us her father, that Moshe Zachon Rafa used to be in the yeshiva, he was already in the yeshiva. So she said, they suffered so much from kinah and jealousy. His mother Rabbanan, she was so sick from it, so she made up her mind she was going to marry a person who's not in Rabbanan. She married a dentist. This is mine, she married a dentist. So she thought she'll be avoid the whole thing. Then she found that there's more kinah among dentists than there is among rabbis. Kinah is such a sickness. The whole world is full of kinah. You would think that in yeshivas, where people learn Torah, their personalities would be purified, even in yeshivas. Not like she thought that only in yeshivas, not simply, but even in yeshivas, where people are learning Torah and they're supposed to be purifying themselves. If you learn Torah Lishma, you're zecher l'dvarim harbe. Obviously, people are not learning Torah Lishma, they're learning Torah Shalei Lishma. People learn Torah Lishma, become alien personality. They don't have such kinah. It's an international sickness that everybody has kinah. Everybody's jealous of everybody else. The other guy has a prettier wife than I have. The other guy has more panos than I have. He has more kovah than I have. Everybody's jealous of everybody else. What he's taken away from what I deserve. And taiva, everybody wants more. What does he want more? The Baruch Hashem created the world. The Baruch Hashem is the boss. You're not the boss. Everybody wants to have more than he has. They're decided to have more money, decided to have more hanos olam hazeh. And COVID, everybody's crazy about COVID. But it boils down to the kitzur. That's what the Balatani talks from the Zoyach and the Kibbonim. And what's the shorish of all of these three? Akinah Matar Kovah, what's the shorish? Just to put it in a nutshell, is Gaiva. Gaiva is the source of everything. And the Balatani quotes from the Zoyach that the Rishonim say also, why did the Baruch Hashem write into the third, the head of Eitz Hadas? What is it, our Eitzik? According to the Christian religion and other religions, I can't see you say Eitz Hadas, it's a big deal. So in our religion, it doesn't play too much of a role at all. So what is it there for? What do you need the whole story for? So the Drasha Saran writes. Saran writes along the Drasha that the Rabbanu Shlomo wanted to write into the Torah to describe a typical chet. In order that you should know what a typical chet is like. And what pitfalls to avoid. So the Torah describes how automation is nishol in the head. How is he nishol in the head? What failed tish to the Yetzirah give him? He said, the Eastern Kelekim Yodei Tovara. I'll make you into God. That was the sales pitch. Sometimes you do an Avera, they say, be Michal Shabbat to get richer. Or go tell Lashon Hara about this guy and then you'll get a good job. Or go kill him and then you'll get his wife. So the Yetzer Hara promises your reward. Do this and you get money. Do this and you get cover. Do this and you get happiness. But the Yetzer Hara can even tell you, do this and we'll make you God. You can kill him. Yodei Tovara. Make him to the Baruch Shalom. That's what Rashi quotes in the Midrash, that the Nachash convinced them that the Mitzvah Hashem has a whole other effort on it. How do you think the Baruch Shalom became God? This is the Yetzer Hara. Yodei Tovara. The Baruch Shalom makes him the Yetzer Hara. That's how he became God. So you eat from the Eitz Hadas, you'll become God. Why do you think God told you not to eat from the Eitz Hadas? He doesn't want any competition. Everybody's jealous of competition. No one wants any competition. The Baruch Shalom ate from the Eitz Hadas, that's how he became God. So you eat the Sugar and God. That's the self-tish that the Eitz Hadas gives. Not that the Eitz Hadas tells us, do this and you get covered, do this and you get more money, do this and you get more honey, do this little other. No. They'll even tell us, do this and you'll become God. That's ridiculous, but that's what the Yetzer Hara tells us. So the mind says, this is the crazy, you saw it, everybody has this Yishugat of God, everybody has an inflated ego, everybody thinks that they're much greater than they are. Chazanish writes in Kunta Kamuna Bitopon, that when the Gemara writes in Yuma, the Gemara writes a description, he considers this the Yisoid of Amuna Bitopon. The Gemara says, Bishimcha Yikra'ucha, or Bimkamcha Yoshivucha, Bishimcha Yikra'ucha, that in Hashemayim they have card files on all the people in this world, and have everybody's name there, and everything written down, and they call upon, they call your name Goldberg. You're going to get so much money this year. You're going to get a shidduch, he's going to pass, he's going to get A's, B's, and C's. He's going to get Steinberg. He's going to get this, he's going to get that, he's not going to get this, he's not going to get that. Everything is, there's a system, it's not how. Bishimcha yikarucha, or bimkamcha yoshivucha, and they give you exactly what you deserve. The eight on them, how does the Gemara say? Mishaloch yitnuloch, and they give you what you deserve. You can't get what anybody else wants. Even if you kill the guy, you won't be able to get his wife, because it's not nigzah min hashamayim you should get. Even if you talk Lashon Hara against the guy, you won't be able to get his job. It's min hashamayim that goes, that's his job. If you kill him, they won't necessarily give it to you. Or if you steal his money, he won't necessarily remain with his money. Min hashamayim that goes, how much money people get. If it's nigzah min hashamayim, you'll get it. If it's not nigzah, you won't get it. By doing the avera on Lashon Hara against the person, or whatever, you won't gain more hanoras olam hazeh. The Rishonim think that by doing averes they gain more. They don't gain more. Mishaloch yitnuloch. Ain't on them to give a mucham achazeh. No one can take away what the other person is supposed to get. They malchus nagaz mechavta afilu kid mei nima. No one can get the covers, the malchus or the covers or the gdulas that someone else deserves. This is what we believe, that these things are min hashamayim. The Gemara says that the Rosh Hashanah, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is gozer, how much panasa the person is going to make. And that's all he's going to make. He can stand on his head from today till the end of the year. He's not going to get a penny more or a penny less. That's what he's going to get. If he makes a little extra money, then he'll have to spend it on doctor bills. And so he'll have to have a burglary in the Ganov. He'll have to take it away. And that's the mind will see that he doesn't get more than he's supposed to get or less than he's supposed to get. He has to have a shtadlus, of course. He's just going to sit back and say, kill him and learn the Torah and say, the Baruch Hu is going to give me the panasa. So then he sends the Gzaidin with Allah tonight that if he does the shtadlus, he'll make it, doesn't do the shtadlus, he won't make. But if he does establish al shekhe, he does gneiv, so that's not going to alter the situation where they'll have more hanot olam hazeh or not. Min hashamayim de legoyze, how much hanot olam hazeh is going to get. The only thing that's not included in the gzeir, the Gemara says, is tzorche shabbos v'yontiv and tzorche talmud Torah. That as much as he spends for learning Torah, or as much as he spends for shabbos v'yontiv, that he's going to get repaid. The person doesn't have shabbos v'yontiv for learning Torah, the Gemara says, lavu alive ani koreya. The mother says, trust in me, borrow money, and I'll pay you back. That's what everybody should do. In the nearest to Shabbos, it's called Lavu Alayv Ali Parea. That's what the Gemara has in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that the Shaitosh of Rosh Hashanah, the Beit HaMikdosh, were Tiv Mitzupe Zohar. And on Tainus Tibur, they had Chatzoytosh of Kesef, natural Zohar. So the Gemara says, how come Tainus Tibur? Why wasn't it Zohar? Mar says, who spent this? Can't be Matrias de Tiba to spend fortunes of money. So Mar says, no, what about Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah also, what do you Matrias de Tiba? So Mar says, Kvod Yom Tov Shaina. What's Kvod Yom Tov Shaina? It's too expensive. So what do you Matrias de Tiba? So the answer is no, because the Mar says in Beitzin, that Tzorch is Shabbos V'Yom Tov, Tzorch is Talmud Torah, is Lavu Alayv Ani Koreh. So whatever you spend for Shabbos V'Yom Tov, Alayv Ani Koreh, that you'll get back. So there's no problem. You can spend all you want, you'll get it back. If it's with Tzorch Shabbos V'Yom Tov. A guy, let's say, a woman wants a golden leichter. A guy wants a golden menorah. So, well, Chanukah is not Shabbos Yom. Chanukah is a Rabban. Let's say a woman wants a golden candelabra to bench lift on Shabbos in order that the neighbor should see. Not that she wants to be Mechal Shabbos. So that's not so for Shabbos Yom. But if you have pieces of super zohar in the Beit HaMikdosh, it's not to show off that we're so rich. That's the Kvod Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, well, Kvod Yom Tov Shaini, that they're going to get their money back. That money won't be lost. There's no problem of being Matriyah to see. The Baruch Hu will pay that. But we have to keep this in mind. People think that they don't have what's coming to them. They feel that they deserve more cover. That's why they're always jealous of other people, of other students, of other people in the same profession. People feel that they're being cheated in Hanoi or the Mazer. What do you mean the Barsham tells me I have to deserve Tarat HaMishpacha? He wants to have fun with his wife all week long, all year long. What do you mean kashrus? He wants to eat the lobster. He wants to get the hamna, tell him I'm eating the lobster. What do you mean I have to spend more money to buy kosher food? He wants to save his money. He has to buy a little of an estrid. Why does he have to spend so much money? He wants to keep his money. What's going to do with the money? People think they're going to get more hamna, tell him I'm doing the averiousness and doing it. They feel like they deserve more. The Baruch Shalom knows what people deserve. The Baruch Shalom is good as a Menashe mind. How much hamna, tell him I'm there? Everybody should get. People shouldn't go to the head. People think that they're so great. They deserve more covered, more panasa, more hamasa, more everything than they get. This is the side of ochet. People have to be misak in the shorish of the chet. They have to be misak in the kinen, the tithe, and the covered, which are really three aspects of geizer. And in the mail, all of the averis will be straightened up. Everything will fall into place. Of course, there is an important consideration to keep in mind that the people have to be mevatel themselves to the Bereshon. That's anivus. They shouldn't be baligaita flapping the Bereshon. But they shouldn't be mevatel themselves flapping other people. Let's say some people, they become such great bali anavo that they just they lose their whole personality. So the bottle, the bottle gabi everybody, but the bottle gabi bali aver also. That's an interesting matter. That's how he's told. The bottle gabi bali. A person has to know exactly his place in life. It's such an important thing, you know, Gaiva de Kedusha. So I have to go over to a non-observant Jew and explain to him why it's better to be religious, why I'm better than him. If he'll be religious, he'll be a better person also. Next time, I should be Batla Gabi everybody and become a meek person and I'm nothing and I'm nobody clapping the brothers, I'm nobody clapping anybody. That's stupid. It's some personality default. It's a weakness of person of it's an idiot. That's shiftless. That's how love is right. It's not on even that shiftless. That behemoth has shiftless. Behemoth has nothing to brag about. It's not a shuffle. But a human being has important qualities. A human being has to be an honor, not a shuffle. They're two different things. One of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, I think the Mittler Rebbe, I don't know, one of them wrote a kuntris that's called Kuntris the Maya. Maya Yerit in the Beit Hashem starts over that part. He develops the theme of Gaiva de Kedusha. A person has to know that he's more important than the other people who are not observing. He was very proud of the fact that he was Jewish. He marches in the Israeli parade. He marches in the Torah parade, like Lag BaOmer parade, or whatever. He goes over to other people and he tries to convince them that they work for NCSY or TLS or whatever. He tries to convince the other people that it's better to be an observant Jew. Not a guy who's a meek person. He's Batel Gabi everybody. That's a Nishkin Milo. That's a hazard. That's everything has a hazard. But there's a hazard if a person will really be an honor, so there's a hazard that it may lead into shiftless. I need it to sometimes lead into shiftless. But yes, we don't find it so much. But yes, we have so much guidance in our generation. So if a person will get to reach the Madrega of Aram, it's not so curved that it'll go to the Madrega of shiftless. But years ago, there was such a hashash exists. We find by Yeshua ben Nun that Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalo, Ko Yoshiacham Yatis Meraglim. Why did it only daven for Yeshua ben Nun? Why didn't done for the others? Why didn't done for Kalev? Kalev didn't need any tefillah. Why Yeshua ben Nun needed tefillah? So there's a comment, the Bali Musa point out, the Targum Yonah ben Enzil says in that Tosik, Vayikom Moshe lo Hoshea ben Nun Yehoshua, so the Targum Yonah says, Katzchona amasanusa de Hoshea. And he saw what a great honor Yeshua was, and he was afraid, he's an honor to the Anivis, may need lead to Shiflus, that a person who's Batel Gabi Der Baruch Shem may just be Mevatel himself completely. He may be Mevatel himself to the other Meraglim. So he was Mispalo, he should only have Anivis, he shouldn't have Shiflus. He shouldn't be Batel Gabi Der Rishoyim or the Beninim. He should have a little Gabi Der Rishoyim or Po Yoshiachom Yatus Meraglim. No, that Chashash Vayas usually doesn't present to you. You don't have to worry about that so much. The Kitzur. Rosh Hashanah is the day that we have to be mechazik our amunah. That's what it means. Kabbalah from Malchus Shemayim. You have to be mekabelah and yudgimah l'koyi amunah. When we daven the tefillah of Musa from Rosh Hashanah, the Malchus Shemayim Shergers, all of the Yisraelis amunah are spelled out in the davening. In fact, our Sovetchi commented that the Nusach HaBracha that we say, v'chein tein pachdecha, v'chein tzadikim, v'chein tein kovoy, that he said that some of Horshim say pshat, he thought that was the correct pshat, that that's not a bakasha, not please, Tein Pasha. He said it's a statement of fact that Amunah. We believe that Tein Pasha Alkol Masa. We believe that the day will come. The day will come that you will give cover to your nation. The day will come that Tzadikim. It's not a Bakosha. Because this is the part of the Shema Esrei where you're not supposed to say any Bakosha. He thought that this is not a Bakosha. And the same is true regarding the Malkus Lechein Hashem. Part is Bakosha, but part is statement of You just repeat the emunah. You say to someone, we believe that there's one God who created the world, who has Yediyah, and he has Tzavi Yonish, and he still keeps in touch with people, and he gives Nevuah, and the words Moshe Rabbeinu, Maimon HaSinai, and Lossi Lovon, Tzivah Mason. We speak about all these Yisrael emunah. You have to believe in all of these Yisrael emunah. And believing means you have to act accordingly. Then a guy believes, and then he's a ganus on his side. A guy believes, and he doesn't learn. A guy believes, and he cheats on his exams, he cheats on his business. Cheat on income tax. So this is a munichemaimer. He's a faker. He's not being consistent. The person has to be mekabel on Rosh Hashanah to be mekabel the Rabbanu Shlomo is the melech based on all these tzeiros emunah and to act accordingly. And malchus means to do what the Rabbanu Shlomo is mekabel, not because it's the right thing. Today will be nice, tomorrow won't be nice, so he won't do it. No, the mekabel on Rosh Hashanah means that the tzeiros of the melech have to be followed, whether we think they make sense or not. Even if you think it doesn't make sense, that's the tzeiros of the melech has to be followed. Yesterday the SOI representative spoke about the importance of coming to the yeshiva for Simchas Torah. I think it's more important to come to Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Simchas Torah, they hooey all over the world. Rosh Hashanah and Kippur is an important, serious time of the year. I think there's still room, no? Still a few rooms in the dormitory, still a few empty seats in Beit Medrash. Whoever isn't the yeshiva to be somewhere else, they should really be the davening yeshiva is really completely different from the davening in the shul with Balamah. I wish everybody a Ksiva, 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 a Ksiva